Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
I got to hop a flight real quick. I'm in New York. But I wanted to say this real quick now that the show's over and kind of talk about it. If you're listening to this, you must be listening to the podcast. And we're doing something a little different. You may not have noticed. I've seen two people talk about it. But how we program the radio show is you put what you feel like are the biggest segments where the most people listen, which is pretty much right in the middle of the show. You know what I mean, Amy?
Yeah.
We've known this for a while. And so, like, anywhere between, like, 6:15 and, you know, 8:45. And we're on from 5 until 10. You know, that's where you put the segment. And sometimes it doesn't go that way. Sometimes the 5 o'clock segments end up being the best. But most of the time, we try to put the big segments right when the most people are listening. And our biggest audience is, you know, right in those middle hours. And so I was thinking to myself, well, why don't we do our podcast like we do our radio show and put the biggest segments where the most people listen? And that's the front of the podcast. So if it sounds out of order, it's because it is. Like, we've put what we think are the biggest segments up front. That make sense?
Yep.
So it's the same methodology, because not everybody gets all the way through the podcast. Some people can only listen to half of it. Some people can only listen to 10 minutes of it. So what we want to do is put the segments we feel like went the best up front. Sometimes we're wrong. But I just wanted to say that because we're testing it out right now. There you go. I feel like, you know, full transparency, right?
Yep.
There you go. We got 3 yeps in, so we're ready to go with the show.
Yep.
There you go. That's 6, 7. I got to get to the airplane. Enjoy today's show. Miss you all.
Miss
by the way,
you too, man.
I'll see you all back in the studio in the morning. I guess I'll see you this afternoon. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Thank you, Amy. And here's today's show. Away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey. What's happening, everybody?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Was out late last night. I did a iHeartRadio album release party with Maren Morris, so still in New York, but it was good. It was good. It's just late. Like, I always feel good the day I come back to work and not getting any sleep the first day. Let me warn you guys, tomorrow will not be pretty for any of you.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah, I just come in. That's what I sound like when I open the door.
There he is.
Yeah, good, but I feel good today. By the way, it's also James Taylor's birthday, who is 71 years old. I do love James Taylor. Here are my top 3 James Taylor songs. Coming in at number 3 on the countdown, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You by James Taylor.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Yes, it is.
So it's like honey to the bees.
So high, the honey and the bees.
How sweet it is to be loved by
James Taylor has sold over 100 million records.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you only had 1 song.
No, he's got 3. Bob,
listen.
At least 3.
Listen,
I just
up.
3. And number 2. Carolina on my mind.
Oh, come on.
Carolina in my mind.
Why does this song give me all the feels? Like, I got goosebumps right when you hit it.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine?
Come on.
Ain't it just like a friend of mine?
That's number 2.
Well, you haven't played the one I know, so it has to be number 1.
Ooh, I can think of 2.
Well, Sweet Baby James almost put in there.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't put in there. It was close.
So, will he pick Fire and Rain?
Of course. Number
that's
1.
The only one that
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Come on.
I've seen lonely times when I could not find a
friend. Let's go over to Amy with the solo now.
Oh, okay.
Take it away, Amy.
But
I always thought that I'd see you again.
Yeah, chasing nice. that harmony over there.
Thought I'd see you again.
All right, there you go. Happy 71st birthday, James Taylor.
My back turned towards.
Look, you saw him open for Tina Turner?
No. That was Lionel Richie, but I just know that Fire and Rain song. That's the only one I know.
No. You like James Taylor or no?
I knew the Fire and Rain. That's a good one.
You didn't know the other two?
Nope.
I saw this story. I'm disappointed. That's my disgust.
No.
I was like, terrible.
<Move on.
laughs> A guy in New Jersey won $273 million in the lottery this month, and people feel bad for his ex-wife because they just got divorced in October.
Ha.
And
eat that.
You don't know why they got divorced.
She says even though he's filthy rich now, she still does not want to get back together.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right. She hates. No, okay. Are we going to believe her? No.
He forgot. It's the guy who.
What if he's a total low life?
Lunchbox wasn't here when I told this story yesterday. He bought the ticket, forgot it at the gas station. He didn't scratch it, just left it there. Someone said, hey, somebody forgot these tickets, took them back to the clerk. The clerk then went and remembered who it was and saw and tracked him back, called him back, and was like, hey, your tickets are here. He goes back, gets the tickets, and then wins $270 million.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
This woman was with him for 15 years. They got divorced.
Oh, she is hating life.
She said that she made all the money. He was a stay-at-home dad. So he's she's hoping he'll do the right thing and toss some money her way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since she's still paying him alimony because he was staying home with the kids.
Oh, but she said she does not want to get divorced. Reverse, you know what I'm saying? Flip that script. I love it.
All right.
Oh, congrats to that dude. He deserves it.
I thought you might love that one.
You were right.
He deserves. Okay. All right.
Nobody deserves
it. I know. I don't know why he's just like suddenly with the man here.
Well, he's always with the man, to be fair.
True.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Dun da da! Amy hit us with that funny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you do when you get attacked by a mob of clowns?
What do you do when you get attacked by a mob of clowns?
Go for the juggler.
Come on. Eddie didn't like that one?
Well, I've told that one before.
I've never heard that one. And that, I laughed at that one.
That's not my fault.
You're right, Amy.
Wow,
sorry.
I love that one,
you
Amy.
Told it on the radio?
Yeah, when we were doing competing.
Oh, okay, well.
Oh, must not have been that memorable.
It's a long time
ago. Amy, you get another one for me. I like that one. Go for the juggler.
Something to know about this is sometimes jokes get recycled.
Well, much like life. Speaking of jokes, Eddie and I will be in Boston on Sunday.
Oh, nice
good
segue.
Transition, bro.
Thank you, because I'm going to say this. I want to like apologize in advance, because we're recording basically a live comedy album, like a musical comedy album, and, you know, we'll see how it turns out, but we're taking up all the equipment. We've been practicing. We sat at the house. We practiced. You should practice before you record a show, right, Amy? Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to come up Boston on St. Patrick's Day this Sunday, come on up. Go to RagingIdiots.com. What's your unpopular opinion? I was reading a long Twitter thread about this. So around the room, your unpopular opinion. And I'll tell you mine, and mine has stood true for years and years and years, and nobody ever agrees with me. My unpopular opinion is that Home Alone is not a Christmas movie.
Okay.
The whole name of the movie is being Home Alone. That can happen at Halloween. There are Christmas elements to it, but I don't believe that Home Alone is a Christmas movie. You can play it in March. You can play it in July, and people do. But it's unpopular because no one agrees with me. And you know what? I accept your opinion. That's what we are in America. We need to be more accepting of other people's opinions.
That's right.
Home Alone is not a Christmas movie.
Ugh.
That's my unpopular opinion. By the way, does anybody agree with me?
No.
No, because if you watch a movie in July, it doesn't have snow.
What?
They show the movie in July.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Are we ready? Amy, your unpopular opinion.
Snickers are gross.
What?
Yeah. Don't hand me a Snicker. It's fine. I'm not going to eat it.
Oh, they're so good.
And so many people, they love Snickers, and like, I just don't get it.
Snickers bars might be the most beloved universally candy bar.
Bones, yeah. What's in a Snickers bar?
Well, Nugget? Satisfaction.
Oh. Is that like part of the thing?
Yeah.
Well, Snickers really satisfies. But here's what I'm saying is I don't think many people would list Snickers as their number one, but it's almost in everybody's top five.
Oh, it's not in my top five, not even close. It's not even in my top 10.
How do you not like Snickers? Yeah, what's wrong with you? Okay, does anyone agree with Amy?
No.
All right. Let's go over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, what is your unpopular opinion?
My unpopular opinion is the waffle fries from Chick-fil-A aren't good.
What?
Come on.
You're crazy.
No, guys, they are so bad. They taste like cardboard.
No,
did you like bake them yourself at home?
Guys, every time I go, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll get a good batch of fries this time. And I get the waffle fries and I take one bite and I say, these aren't good. And I waste my money on them.
What?
All right. I do not, the words out of his mouth do not support the thoughts of me.
Yeah. Does anyone agree with Lunchbox?
No.
Okay, let's go over to our video producer, Eddie. Eddie?
Oh, this is going to be a bad one. Bone's going to hate me for this one, but I don't like the show The Office. I don't like it.
Wow.
I don't. I think there are funny moments, but overall, I don't think it's that good of a show.
Oh.
What? Okay, Eddie, I will say I used to be that. I just didn't really get it, but now that I'm in and I'm binging it,
Eddie,
get
you're not
it.
Mature enough for the show.
Yeah. So funny.
You're not there yet.
I don't like it.
Wow.
Eddie's unpopular.
You don't
opinion.
Laugh at anything that
right.
No, what, I'm telling you, that Michael Scott, he gets a little annoying after a while. And I'm just like, this isn't
yeah,
funny anymore.
Yeah, that's the point of it.
It's so awkward.
I don't even
amazing.
Know you. You're not
I
even
don't
my...
think you understand it.
Like,
okay, all right.
I thought you knew humor.
What? What?
All right. Does anyone agree with Eddie?
No.
Of course.
Okay. Let's go to Morgan number two finally. She's 25 years old, our head of digital. Morgan number two, what is your unpopular opinion?
Sushi is so overrated. I think it's so stupid to spend money on sushi.
What?
Oh, I like sushi.
What?
Yeah.
So good.
You know,
so good.
Delicious.
I don't fall into Morgan number two's camp, but I'm not a sushi lover. Sushi's good. It's fine. I can do a sushi. It's not in my top five. You know, it's not in what I would call the Snickers range, but I don't agree with Morgan number two, but I'm a slight lean. But does anybody agree with Morgan number two?
No.
I can't fully agree either. So what we all shared are all very unpopular opinions that we all have here. But let's just admit, Eddie's is the dumbest, right?
No. Eddie's might Come be on. The dumbest. Yes.
Eddie's or lunchboxes for sure. Oh. All right.
Bobby Bones.
So this plane was forced to turn around because a mom forgot her newborn at the airport. Did you see this?
Oh my gosh, I have not seen it, but tell me more. What? Oh gosh, this is my worst nightmare. Leaving my kids somewhere like that. Like, that's like next level stuff. You know who that would happen to? Me.
I know. And you'd feel real bad about it, but you would also do it.
And the whole world would be like, God, that mom, she's so bad. She's so negligent, blah, blah, blah. And then,
no, not blah, blah, blah. That's negligent.
It is. But I feel for this mom.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. I need to know more. I just feel like, you know.
CPS needs to be called immediately.
Whoa!
According to reports. A flight was forced to turn back after a passenger informed the cabin crew that she had forgotten about her baby at the airport.
Oh, my God.
The
gosh.
Mom forgot her newborn baby,
oh
and she boarded
God.
The flight without a worry in the world, it says.
Lunchbox, it was new. It
yeah,
was
yeah, yeah,
new.
But the good news is she still had her neck pillow on.
The Whoa. Mother realized that she had left her baby at the departure waiting.
No. Like, what?
I mean, when things are new, think about it.
No, it's a baby.
How many times you forgot your new car?
I know it's you, what? Well, I've gotten in the wrong car.
I mean, jeez.
The pilot said, the flight is requesting to come back. A passenger forgot her baby in the waiting area.
No way.
The bizarre incident ended on a happy note after the mother reunited with her baby at the airport.
No.
I gotta Google what had she been drinking?
Okay, she better not have.
I'm not gonna
that's
defend
a,
her.
That's a lose-lose either way. Because if she had been, you go, oh, she was drinking. But then you shouldn't be drinking if you're the baby. But if she hadn't been, you're like, she wasn't even drunk. Why'd she forget her baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you really know the neck pillow thing, or are you making that
no,
up?
No, I'm just making
that.
I mean, I guarantee you she probably had her neck pillow.
Like, we all believed it.
I believed you.
I did too.
Like,
okay,
she probably
well.
Had her carry-on bag, her neck pillow, but, oh, baby, forgot that.
Okay.
A woman won the Virginia lottery 30 times in one day. Did you see that one, Lunchbox?
Yeah. So she went and she buys these tickets, and she said she was feeling lucky. So she bought the same numbers 30 times. She bought the numbers 1031. And those were the numbers. So every time she bought one of those tickets, she won $5,000 for a $150,000 win.
She played the same numbers that many times?
30 times.
Wow.
She said, I just had a feeling. She bought 20 and was like, you know what? I think those numbers are going to hit. Went back and bought 10 more. And those numbers hit $150,000 for Deborah Brown. Woohoo!
Wow, look at that. Well,
never happens to me.
Yet.
That's right. Yeah. You got to keep that positivity.
Bobby Bones.
So last week, Lunchbox came on the show. And what did your brother-in-law say to you?
He said, I would like you to read a passage from the Bible that signifies love at the wedding this weekend.
And did he tell you which one to read?
No, I said, just pick one that defines love out of the Bible.
And so that made you a little uneasy because...
I had never read the Bible, and when I go to church and they read from the Bible, it sounds very difficult, and the words sound like they are not speaking proper English.
did you end up picking a verse?
Well, we did it on the show. We went over some verses, and then everybody kept telling me the one Amy told me everybody reads. Everybody picks that one. So I decided on the one about the rib, okay? It's where they took a rib, and that's how he broke it in two and made the woman. I was like, oh, that is good.
Oh, you went Genesis.
Yeah, that's it. Genesis something, something.
But, that's right. That's something, something. Yeah.
So I'm all prepared, but then I get sick, and I get cut from reading because I was touch and go if I was even going to go to the wedding, and one of the groomsmen had to step in and read about the rib for me.
So, but you went to the wedding.
I went to the wedding.
He read your Bible verse that you picked, though?
Yes, because it was a last-minute fill-in. The poor dude, I picked a bad one. He was up there for like 5 minutes, and he messed up like three times, like stumbling over words and had to go back to the start of the sentence, and I was cringing going, that would have been me. I am so glad that I got sick and I got cut. Whoo!
So you're happy you got sick so you didn't have to read a Bible verse at your brother-in-law's wedding?
Yes, and that is the that is the positive outlook of getting sick. Like, being sick was miserable, but after watching that poor guy who was like 6'3" stand up there and looked like he was sweating bullets and struggle through it, I decided, wow, I am glad that is not me right now. And I cringed every time he messed up. I was like, ooh.
Oh, you gave him the old emoji face with the teeth.
Yes, I felt bad for him. And
Nobody cares if you mess up. Nobody cares. You just get up there and read it from your heart, and you're good. Nobody would have cared if you'd have messed up. So here's what we're going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow, at this time, you will read that Bible verse on the show. One read for everyone to hear.
You can do it.
Oh, no.
How do we feel about that show?
Love it.
Feel good?
Yes.
Feel good about that? All right.
Genesis rib. I got to read it
again. No, it's not Genesis rib.
I got to practice.
What you call it? Genesis blah, blah, blah?
Genesis blah, 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 something, something.
Genesis something, something.
222. There you go. See?
Tomorrow morning. That's what we'll do.
One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly. It's your oral health. And with a Quip electric toothbrush, sticking to good habits is simple. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association, so you know you're getting the real deal. And with a built-in 2-minute timer, sensitive sonic vibrations for healthier gums, and a multi-use cover for brushing on the go, it's easier than ever to get the smile you deserve. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months for $5. Just a friendly reminder for when it's time for a refresh and to help you stay committed to your oral health. Over 1 million mouths love Quip, so why not make the commitment this year to a better, healthier smile. Quip starts at just $25. But if you go to getquip.com/smile, you can get your first refill pack for free. Start smiling brighter right now and get your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/smile.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I love when places do this. So prom season is coming up, and North Texas students are going to be needing some dresses. Maybe if they can't afford one, they don't have to deal with the embarrassment of not having one, because the Dallas Public Library is going to offer free dresses, shoes, accessories, so that for the girls, and then they even have some suits and jackets for the boys.
Oh, wow. So how do they get these? Like, do you know where they're coming from?
Businesses, charitable organizations that make donations, and even other like families in the community that want to donate things, but a lot of stuff from businesses that just want to be a part of it. A lot of times you'll see stories of bridal shops doing this with prom students, but this is the library taking donations from all over and then filling up the library so people can come in and shop.
That's awesome too, because I will tell you, people, including myself as a kid, won't take part in certain things, not because they don't want to do it, but because they can't afford the required attire or gear to do it. That's why I never played basketball. I couldn't afford the shoes.
Yep.
And when everybody on the team had to buy this basketball shoes that match, I was like, I just don't want to play basketball. When really it was, I just couldn't afford the shoes. And I think there are kids that can't afford a dress to go to prom or a suit or a tux, and they go, you know what, prom's just not for me. But really it's, I don't have the money to go to prom. So hopefully this can kind of fix that, you know, at least a bit, you know?
Yep.
That's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Alyssa's on. Hey, Alyssa.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's happening?
Good.
Alicon, see if there was an update on the flight attendant thing.
Okay, quick recap. I was on a flight to California to shoot American Idol. Met a flight attendant. Did something really nerdy. Gave her a napkin with my Instagram. It all came back around. She ended up getting stuck in Nashville, laid over. We went on a date. She went away. She lives in Utah. I was like, that's too far. And she was like, that's probably too far. And so we decided to call it off. That being said, I think she's in town next week again on another layover, which I haven't said yet.
Oh, no. This is the first we're hearing
of
this.
Yeah, this is an update.
So...
this is why I'm glad Alyssa called. We don't have a plan yet, and I was going to be gone, but I'm not going to be gone. I'm going to be here. So, I don't know. I think we could probably, if she's in town, why not go out again, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alyssa, what do you think about that?
I have been rooting for you to find the love of your life for like 3 years now, so aww. I hope something works out.
Well, Alyssa, let me run this by you, though, okay?
Okay.
If her and I have already had the discussion, like, it can't work because she's too far. She lives in Utah, Alyssa. So why would we go out again and, like each other, but know that you can't date each other? You know what I mean, Alyssa?
I mean, if you go out again and there's a true connection, then who's to say she could never move here, you could never move there? I mean, a flight attendant can be a flight attendant in any state. So.
Yeah.
Smart girl.
Smart girl.
Well, I can't move there because not.
Yeah, she didn't say that. She said a flight attendant can live anywhere. Like, we moved to Nashville. My husband's a pilot. He can live anywhere. He can do his job from anywhere.
I think we're putting the cart in front of the horse, as my grandma used to say.
Oh. Also,
yeah, go ahead.
I was married to my husband for 2 years before we actually lived in the same
great point.
City. He was, I mean...
Alyssa, this is a terrible call. No, that's all I know as of right now. I'm not sure. I think we probably will go out again, depending on her schedule.
Sounds good.
But yeah, there's...
Just let life happen.
You have a problem with that, Alyssa. I need to control every part of my life all the time. You know that, right?
Well, that's a little out of your hands there, buddy.
I know, buddy. all right, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Sounds like something's a-brewing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know she was coming back.
That's awesome.
Well, she was, but I wasn't going to be here because I had to go do some Idol press, but now I don't. Now I'll be here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They're discussing a Bohemian Rhapsody sequel, which, by the way, not to spoil the movie, it's not a spoiler, but Freddie Mercury dies.
Not
how do you
a spoiler.
Do a sequel to a movie where the person dies? What do? You get Adam Lambert and do it, the guy from American Idol? But yeah, they're talking about it. They're like, I mean, it made so much money and won so many awards that they're thinking about making a sequel. Anyway, I thought that was crazy. And I gave that 2.5 out of 5 guitars because I only thought it was okay to pretty good. 2.5 out of 5 guitars. Let's go over to Amy. Let's do reviews. What's the name of that show you watched and what's it about?
Okay, it's called The Widow. It's on Amazon, starring Kate Beckinsale. And my husband and I finally got through every episode, so we finished what was available. And I give it 3 Kate Beckinsales out of 5.
What's the plot of that?
Well, so her husband is flying home from the Congo, and the plane gets into a crash, and pretty much everybody dies, including her husband, and she's been a widow for like 3 years, and then she thinks she sees her husband on the news.
Oh. So it's like, is she even a widow?
Is she even a widow? So you spend like all season like her trying to find him. She goes over to the Congo. It's this whole thing.
That sounds cool.
It is.
You give it 3 out of 5 Kate Beckinsale heads.
Yes.
All right. Let's go over to Eddie, who saw Creed 2. Eddie?
Bones, I love the Rocky movies. Like, I love all of them. Rocky 5. I even like Balboa. Creed 2, it was terrible.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I don't know. It was boring to me. I even felt like it was unrealistic. Like Ivan Drago's and Rocky, they fought like 80 years ago, and Drago's is still mad about this fight. Like, come on.
Oh, wow. How many boxing gloves do you give this?
I'd give it 2 boxing gloves out of 5.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Not worth it.
Wow. What? Okay.
Wow. Creed. Mike D, who writes a lot of our games, if not all of our games. What'd you see, Mike D?
I watched Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. By the way, I saw on your Insta story, Mike D, that you've seen every single Marvel movie.
Every single one. 21.
21 Marvel movies. The guy loves me. And so, what would you give Captain Marvel?
4 out of 5 Marvels.
And what was it good?
Yeah, it was really good. And it ties in with the whole Avengers plot, so I think you should watch it.
All right. 4 out of 5 Marvels. Whatever a Marvel is. I watched on Netflix a show that I thought was fantastic called Afterlife. Ricky Gervais wrote it and directed it. He's the guy who created The Office, the British version. Obviously, the American version came from that. And what happens is when it starts, his wife had just died. And it's him dealing with it. And it's super sad, but it's super funny. and it's uplifting. I give it 4.5 out of 5 sunshines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's high.
Yeah. It's I don't know that it's for everybody. It's super sad. It really, like, I look for things that make me feel and that can get through, you know. I cried. The last two episodes, I cried. I told Morgan, number two, she needed to watch it. I was like, you have to watch this. She was like, why? I was like, what did you tell me, Morgan, number two? Your heart's dead? Is that what you
yeah,
said?
My heart's dead right now. My therapist told me I'm just not in it right now.
So I was like, Morgan, number two, you need to watch Afterlife. It's on Netflix. I give it 4.5 sunshines out of 5. Lunchbox, anything you want to review?
Yeah, I want to talk about Making a Murderer Season 2. We all jumped on the bandwagon when Season 1 came out, and then Season 2 comes out, and no one talks about it. About 2 weeks ago, my wife and I were just like, we should start watching Season 2. And we could not stop the evidence this new lawyer uncovers, and all these experts will blow your mind. I have to say, Making a Murderer Season 2, I give it 5 jail cells out of 5 jail cells.
Wow, 5 out of 5?
Wow. Yes.
Wow, okay. Wow.
Jail cells.
I give it 5 penitentiaries. That's good, though. That's good. All right. Well, I Morgan, number two, anything you want to review? Everybody's done it but you. Anything you have over there on your
yes,
plate?
Yes, A Go Million ahead. Little Things, and it has just started second season. And
what's
I
that?
Give.
I don't even know what that is.
Isn't that guy that had the book on Oprah?
No, that's A Million Little Pieces.
Oh.
No, this one's actually really sad, and they tease it. But one of the friends commits suicide, and then it's all these friends like go through life, and they all help each other through it.
Oh.
You'll get in all your feels. 5 out of 5 for feels.
5 out of 5 feels? Wow.
Wow.
All right, there you go. That's us reviewing things.
Bobby Boone, come on.
We're bringing in the girl group. I got a listener email because this dude's lying about his job. So I want to see what you guys think. Let's bring in our girl group. Here they are. Yeah. 3 wonderful women that work here on the show. Amy, you're up. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am 37, about to be 38 years old, mom of 2, married for 12 years. And I know you may think my skin color is sort of tan, but it's not.
Oh.
I apply self-tanner about twice a week.
Oh, wow. There she is. Oh, being vulnerable and sharing your secrets. I love it.
Yes.
Let's go to Morgan number 2, our head of digital. Morgan number 2.
I'm 25 years old, and I really love movies. I sometimes will watch like 7 movies in one weekend.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I can't commit to one movie. 7?
Yep. I'm a big movie person.
Wow. Okay. Again, there she is, Morgan number 2. And she used to be phone screener Hillary. Now she has a job as a permanent producer on the show. She does a lot of things. We call her Utility Hillary. There she is, Hillary.
I'm 26, and I am probably the pickiest eater you will ever meet.
What do you mean?
I'm very picky. Like, I'm very plain. I don't like a lot of things. I'm very picky.
Do you like mayonnaise?
Not really.
Me either. Oh, friends forever, right?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, there she is, Hillary, everybody. All right, I got this email from a listener. She wrote, I went out on a few dates with a guy who I found out's been lying about his job. He acted like he had a really secretive government job. His stories became kind of over the top, and I realized it was kind of a lie. Should I keep going out with him? Do I call him out either way? And then she signed it. I won't share her email here. But Amy, you're up first.
I don't know how much you like this guy, but I probably would have a conversation with him about it. If you want to move forward, see what's up. If he does have some sort of secret government job, he may be getting lost in all the different stories and trying to figure out what he can and can't tell you, and then it's just all gets mixed up together. So give him a shot to explain himself, and then if it turns out he was like totally making up his job, I probably wouldn't go out with him anymore.
Now you speak,
but give him a shot
as someone that maybe has some experience at something like this.
Yes. Well, I mean,
when you started dating your husband, he couldn't tell you exactly what was going on. He's in the military.
But he didn't use it to, he never told me crazy stories. He just never told me anything.
Oof. But is omission a lie?
No, it's not omission. It's like that's classified for 25 years or something ridiculous.
Mm.
So then I bought it. He would tell me, this is what we used to know if I could ask more questions or not. He said that's rocking chair talk, like when we're old. And so then 1 year, I went and I bought us 2 little rocking chairs, and we still have them. And I'm still waiting.
He'll tell you all the secrets.
I'm
then.
Still waiting for the rocking chair talk. I mean, I don't know, but I think some of it would help me better understand what he's been through. You know? Like but he's never used it to try to like impress me or like do anything crazy. Like he's not trying to be anything you want. He's just like, I really can't tell you where I was or what I did. Like, so don't ask me.
I should use that. Can't tell you where I was or what I did. Sorry. Morgan number two, you heard this. Said he had a secretive job, but realized it was a lie. What would you do?
I say get out. Just avoid it. Any guy who's lying right away means there's more lying that's coming. I don't trust people that lie in the first place. If you're telling me one lie, you're probably telling me more lies.
So you just jump out immediately?
Yeah.
Do you call him out?
I guess you can, but I still would say leave. If you're going to call him out, still leave. Be like, this is why I'm leaving. But I don't think there's a benefit in staying. I think later on, if he's lying about that, he's lying about something else.
Let's go to Hillary. Hillary, would you ghost him?
I would not. I would never ghost anyone.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe in ghosting. But I would definitely leave him because if he's lying about that, then he's probably lying about other things. And I have a lot of trust issues.
What if it's real, though? What if he does? And he's trying to make, like Amy says, make up stories to have something because he doesn't really know what to say.
I don't know. That email sounds very shady. So that specific case just sounds really weird to me and something else is going on. So I don't trust him.
Lunchbox, I'll let you hop in this girl group talk.
Jeez, guys. All he is doing is trying to impress you. That means he really likes you. So he wants to make it sound like he does something amazing because he wants to connect with you in some sort of way and share something about his job and you guys are just going to leave him for that? Man,
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
are tough to date. Yeah.
He shouldn't have to lie to me to impress me, though. He should be honest.
A lot of guys have, because they're worried their regular job is not going to impress you enough, because if he's not making enough money, oh, I'm out. If I'm not got a cool enough job, I'm out. So he's trying to say, look at this. And then you fall in love with his other attributes, his job. Who cares about his job once you get to know him?
No, you can lie about, like, you can cook, but you really can't cook. Don't lie about your job. That's your, like, lifestyle. That's
but do we know for sure yet if he's lying about the job?
Amy, the listener just emailed me this question. She thinks that it's a lie. Realized it was a lie.
She realized.
It was a lie is what it
well,
says.
Okay, well then, yeah. Then
what
okay.
it says.
That's not.
So Lunchbox, you think
that
as a guy, you can lie about those things and you make them fall in love with other things.
Yes, they get to know you, your other attributes. They're like, oh, who cares if he was lying about his job? He was just doing that to impress me. Mm-hmm. And it worked.
And
oh
Morgan
gosh.
Number two, you think it's okay if I lie about being able to cook? Because I may do that.
Like something really trivial, yes, yeah. that I'd probably find out in like 5 dates. Yes. But like something that will affect your relationship later on if you choose to stay serious with them. No, don't lie about that.
Bobby, have you ever cooked for a girl?
Yes.
What?
Spaghetti and meatballs and garlic bread and salad.
How'd it turn out?
It's okay. It's just like I've done it a couple times. Mostly now. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've like done like anything in the house, but I just order like Postmates.
I know. I was just curious about the cooking.
It's just like, you know,
like for you to take the time to do that, I bet a girl would be really impressed.
But the food's not gonna be that good.
But it's the thought. And spaghetti. I mean, you can't.
Okay, would you be okay with the guy saying he cooked, but he really ordered it from, like Bobby said, Postmates, but he set it up like he cooked it?
I've never done that. I'm not better than that.
That's funny.
What do you think about that? But they wouldn't know. What if you find out there was a lie, Morgan, number two?
Yeah. What if you found the Postmates in the trash?
I said, I cook for you, and you show up, and you see the Postmates receipt or whatever, you know, the little piece of paper from that restaurant.
I would kind of laugh. I would think it's cute that you were trying to impress me.
Okay, but it's still...
So your lie, you have to just find your lie scale, Morgan, number two.
My lie, it's very trivial. If it is something that involves a job or an ex-girlfriend or an ex-situation, I think you're on the bad lying scale. I think something trivial... That will easily be figured out in a few dates if you're just trying to impress the person to come off. Everybody's always making themselves look better than they actually are anyway on the first date.
I don't. I do the opposite.
Yeah, Bobby like tries to...
I try to lowball it. I try to get them to run. And if they still stick around,
yeah.
I'm like, all right, let me put a little more out there. Yeah. I don't think I understand the dating thing, guys. I think I'm 38 and I've realized I'm doing it completely wrong.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do.
Maybe.
It's like, look at this wart. That's how I start every date.
Because you want to see if she would like you with the wart.
Yeah.
Or if you took her to this restaurant instead of that restaurant.
By the way, I don't have a wart. I don't think I do anyway. Okay, girl group.
Just needed to clarify.
Yeah,
that.
I was going to say that to everybody. Yeah. Amy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Morgan number two, thank you.
Yeah.
Utility Hillary, thank you very much. How do you like your new name?
I don't mind it. I like it. It rhymes.
Yeah, kind of.
It's
like,
it does.
Like an Eminem rhyme. You can bend it.
Yeah.
Like, here I am, walking on my utility. I don't see anybody on the street except, oh, there's Hillary. Like, it rhymes like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? All right. Thank you. All right, there they are. There's our girl group. Okay, there they are. Thank you, there's our girl group. Hey, stop crushing candy and make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here to tell you about this 5-star rated puzzle game. It's just better than other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game. And once you play it, I think you'll agree. Trust me when I say that Best Fiends is just fun. Use your brain as you solve thousands of puzzles, collect tons of characters. If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game and you want to try something new, go and download Best Fiends right now. No other game like it. And if I can't convince you, maybe the over 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. And once you play, you're going to love it. One of the reasons we love it on the show is because it's just so much fun. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play, so it's perfect while you're traveling. Make the switch to Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Again, it's not like all the other puzzle games. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show.
You're going to Disney, huh?
Yeah, taking the kids. Something I thought I would never really do because I didn't think they would learn about it and it wouldn't be a thing. And well, yeah, now they know about it. And one of my like closest friends and like is like an aunt to them, she loves Disney and she lives right by it. So she's kind of like the cheerleader and like, oh, they have to go. We're taking them. So yeah, me and my friend and the kids, we're going.
Do they know what Disney is? When they were in Haiti, they know that?
No, not really. They still don't understand. I've showed YouTube videos of roller coasters and we checked the height stuff. I was really concerned Stevenson wasn't going to be tall enough to get on a lot of the rides, but he should be good for stuff that they have there. So
have you prepared them for the line waiting?
No, but I feel like that we'll just cross that bridge when we get there. But again, my friend that lives so close, she started telling me about all the different ways people get. Now, this is not something that we are doing,
okay,
but since she lives right by it, she knows of all the ways people cut in line or they get in line faster. And apparently there's a girl that is in a wheelchair that like rents herself out to families.
Oh. That way you can
find her online. It's like her business.
That's dirty.
And but she's the one, like she is in a wheelchair. And then she is like, I'm available if you want me to be a part of your family for a day and I'll get you in line faster.
Wow.
I guess she wants to ride too? So.
I don't know.
She wants
to get paid. I don't know. She's Eddie, it's her business. Or it's her side hustle or something. I don't know. But it just, everything about it felt, I mean, again, I don't want people to hear this and think that I'm doing this, but I was shocked.
How much it cost, you know?
Oh, I haven't bought tickets yet. Oh, for the wheelchair girl?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I just know that she knows that she exists. Isn't that crazy?
Would you consider that? Because you're not breaking a law.
No.
Or a rule. If she's...
You're bending the rule, but you're not breaking
it. I would
feel way too weird. Yeah, because all of a sudden they feel like, Mom, who's our friend that's with us for the day? And I'm like, this is Cindy.
Is that her name?
No, I don't know.
How'd you find her?
Mary, my friend that's going with us, she told me about her because she grew up going to Disney and she lives right by there. Like, as a teenager, they would go like every day. But anyway, she just knows a lot about it. And she said that, yeah, she knows of a girl that rents herself out.
Hey, my friend Mike, he was a diabetic, and we took him to Disney with us when we were kids, and it was the best time of our life. We got the handicap pass, and we rode every ride 10 times each. Like, I'll never forget that experience.
Wait, how
I have friends that are diabetic.
Yeah, but we told them that the insulin had to stay cool, and we couldn't be in the hot sun, so they're like, here's your pass. Okay. I mean, I'll never forget that trip, guys. May it be wrong, but that was one of the best times of my life.
What are you guys looking at over there?
Well, okay, so we're looking at some... Wow. I mean, it could be $1,000 a day.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Holy cow.
But it looks like Disney's sort of getting a handle on this, and maybe they're not allowing
they
it to happen
already.
As much.
Cindy's back, guys.
I don't know her. No, apparently she's not the only one. Like, I'm reading a whole article about how it's a thing where they bus people. Like, could you imagine if I get taken in at Disney and held in confinement?
Shot.
I'm locked up
in
the Disney
Mickey jail.
Yeah.
Because,
hey, what are you doing here?
Oh, gosh.
So what's your deal? You here with the girl in the wheelchair? Are you her sister?
I mean.
Look, it's lunchtime.
Goofy, do you believe this? People are doing everything to get in here.
That's crazy.
I'd have to call Bobby to get bail.
Who are you calling? You get one phone call.
Bobby.
No.
Here, use my phone. It got keystered.
Gross.
All right.
I mean.
Let us know what's up. All right.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not using this. We're going to do it right. And we're going to go wait in line, I guess.
That's probably
better.
The
line's too long, it'd be like, kids, I've heard this one is really boring.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
What do you love, Morgan, number two?
Food. All That's the right. food.
All the food. Here we go.
It's time for Food World, Num Num Num, with Morgan number two.
I'm recently obsessed with avocados. I didn't used to like them, but now I do. And avocado chips are now a thing.
Oh.
I haven't heard of those. Chips and avocado.
How do they?
Sounds good. It's guacamole.
They slice the avocado and fry it up.
Yeah, basically. And they come in three flavors, pink Himalayan salt, sriracha, and then chili and lime.
I don't even know what Himalayan salt is, but it's good.
Oh, this
good,
is what I use every day.
This salt could be from, you know, Oklahoma.
Right.
And they go, Himalayan, I'd be like, I'm in.
Yeah. Give me some of that.
Yeah. Pink Himalayan.
Is it the pink one?
Yes. It's so good. That's the only kind I use.
Avocado chips, huh?
Yep. And so they're not fried. They just come straight from the avocado and they bake them, basically.
Oh, even better for you.
Yeah.
Avocados are good fats.
Healthy fat, yeah.
There you go. Well, thank you, Morgan number two.
Yep.
I do want to talk to Morgan number two about dating in a second.
Okay.
Have you heard the latest?
I haven't.
Okay, let's get to that. Thank you. That's Food
World. That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan number two is 25. She's our digital producer. And she had a pretty public breakup with her boyfriend. Like,
yeah.
Last Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And she was done. No dating for her. She'd given up on guys. Except now she just let it slip that she'd been on two dates. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she did.
And so some of the listeners were like, what's happened with Morgan number two? So you've been out on two dates with two different guys?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about guy one. How'd you meet him?
I actually knew him from college, and we kind of we matched on a dating app back here. He just moved here from Kansas. And so I knew him in college, and I kind of had a crush on him in college, but we didn't really pursue anything.
Mm.
And
how'd they go?
Match on dating. It was great. Very gentleman.
Wow, the date was great. Who says
yes.
that? Wow, look at you. The date was great.
Who says that? Some people.
Whoa.
Yeah. It
Maybe
happens.
Not you, but some
it
people.
It happens.
That's funny.
Wow.
Who says the date went great? What are you on? Okay, that's good. So it went great.
Yes, he's just a little shy, so I'm kind of excited for date number two, should that happen, because I feel like I'll get to know him a little bit better.
Okay. And then, so you went out with another guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you meet him?
A dating app.
Okay. Same app?
Yes. Same app. I'm a little more guarded with this one. They're very different guys.
What's up with the second guy? What kind of profession does the second guy have?
He does, like, marketing, advertising. So, he's kind of very on. He's very charming.
Mm.
And that's kind of how my ex was. So I guess I'm just more guarded with those types of people. So I'm kind of like want a nice guy right off the bat instead of somebody who's charming and can.
What does a charming guy say?
Like, they're just good at flirting. They're good with interacting. They're good with like making you feel really good about yourself. But then
be charming to me.
Oh gosh.
I don't know what that means. Like if we're like, I know if I'm good at talking to people, especially when I'm working. Like, I can take a room. Mm-hmm. I can win a room if I'm working. Like, I think that's why I'd be a great politician. Like, I mean what I say, but I'm going to go in, and I can connect with people pretty easily. So, they sit down with you, and I'll be you. Hi, I'm Morgan number two.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Be charming.
You
to
look
me.
Beautiful tonight.
They say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's wrong with that? I thought a girl wanted to be told that she's beautiful.
That's great. I wish I had.
That's very forward.
I wish I could say that.
But that's what I'm saying. She was like, it's bad. He gave me compliments and made me feel good about myself. Like, what?
No, she said it was bad. She said that she just went through someone that did that. It kind of puts her on guard. I would never have that courage to just go, wow, you look beautiful tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that?
I mean, I do. Like I said, that tends to be my typical guy. So that's why I'm more guarded now. That hasn't worked out for me. So I'm trying to not be as guarded. But they're flirty. They'll kind of touch your leg or they'll touch your hand.
What?
Or
leg?
They'll,
on the first
yes.
date?
Heck yeah.
First
their
date? Like, not in a bad way, just kind of like when they're talking to you, like body language is more, they're more very close to you, just very flirty.
Can I run my, they say they're beautiful.
It
Can
says
I run,
here.
Run my line by you that I usually do on first dates?
Yeah.
Okay, so be like, hi, say hi.
Oh, hi, how's it going, Bobby?
Hey, pretty good. You wore that shirt?
Oh.
Yeah, does that work?
No.
Oh, no.
It's the opposite of charming.
Oh, no, I'm really messing this up.
So Urban Dictionary says charming is someone who is sweet yet aggressive.
Oh, I'm not charming. If aggressive is part of it.
Well, this is the Urban.
I went out with
the
girl one, like pretty recently, and she was like, I can't get a read on you.
Oh.
Is that good or bad?
That means you just have a blank look on
it's
your face.
It's not good.
It's not good?
No, well, she can't figure like, out what's up with you.
You pray. I don't know what to do, though.
I don't know. I can't get a read what you're saying.
He's like, you're beautiful, but that shirt's ugly.
She's like, I'm so confused.
I like you, but I don't.
Yeah, that's what I was dropping her off, and I just walked her. It was still living in like a condo. But I just walked her door and went back. She was like, I can't get a read on you. I didn't know what that meant. What would you think that meant?
I will say you're probably more like my first date where he just kind of gave me like a side hug, but then he like texted me 30 minutes after. So
oh, that's
at
a good
first,
move. That's what I do.
I didn't think he was interested, but then he texted me. I was like, oh, he is interested. So I think you're more like that where it's like you give off different vibes. So it's like you're kind of interested, but not interested.
I don't think it's a vibe I give off. I'm just petrified. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
It's like,
maybe.
Oh, God. Because I don't anybody that I like, I'm so confused why they like me.
Well, I mean, if you're going on a first
but
date
still,
or two,
you have to
you're
be
wondering why they're
I
even
like,
there.
Why would this person be interested in me? I can't believe
so
they would be interested.
You're too busy
in me.
Trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Instead of just being in the moment.
So I'm like, I guess I'll just give them half a dap and call it a night.
Yeah.
So I just kind of do the dap.
Be like, you want to go out again or nah?
Oh, I'm still holding on to that.
Come on.
Okay, so you've been on two dates. Are you going to go out both of them again?
I don't know. We'll see. The first one, probably for sure, if he asks.
Okay.
The second one, I'm a little guarded.
Are you open to going out with other people too?
Yes. Yeah. I kind of like started talking to another guy on Hinge too.
There you go.
I'm just really dating around
listeners?
Right now.
What about listeners? Are you open for them? Go out with them? If they hit you up on Instagram?
I mean, if it works out.
Do you get a lot of DMs from listeners?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they say? What's the move?
Well, like after we did the bit about what our deal breakers were, people were like, oh, I don't have any of those. I fit your criteria. Or they'll be like, I had tweeted that I didn't really like tattoos. They're like, oh, I'll get my tattoos off for you. I'm like, please don't. Oh, please don't do that.
What?
That's funny.
Tattoo removal.
Yeah. But they're not serious, though, right?
So what's the move? How do you like to be DM'd? How does someone slide into your DMs? What do they need to say? What's the good move?
Everyone's getting their pens out.
Their pens, Eddie. Their phones.
Okay, their phones.
Eddie's like, everyone's getting their quills and ink out.
Dang it.
I still write stuff down.
Thanks, Amy.
They're dipping their quill into their ink.
Their feather. Please continue.
So just in general, how do women like to be DM'd on Instagram if it's just a slide like out of nowhere?
Well, it's just all about if they're going to be interested. So you could say the perfect thing in a DM, and if they're not interested, it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
So I guess if I'm interested, it'd be like, hi, like, you're really pretty.
Oh,
what's your name? But is that charming?
Yeah,
it is, but it's not as forward in like a DM because otherwise they're going to be like, oh, let me take you out. I don't even know you yet.
Feather and
okay,
ink.
Yeah.
I'm over here.
That's just the easy way.
You're
Bobby's
pretty.
Now starting. Oh, you're
but
so
But she
pretty.
Said if she's interested, so that narrows down like what you look like, right, first?
Well, that's life though, dude.
Okay.
Because there's a fine line between creepy and being bold.
Okay.
And it's just if the person's interested. It doesn't matter what you look
so
like.
So let's eliminate some right now. What are you, like what physical attributes are you looking for?
Oh, gosh. I need him to be bigger than me because I'm really small.
You're 5'0".
I know, but I just don't like to feel bigger than somebody. Like, if I gain like 10 pounds, I still don't want to be able to, if I sit on your lap and I'm like going to crush you. I don't want that.
All right. There you have it, Eddie.
Okay.
So there's that.
There you go, guys.
And nice hair and a good smile.
Everyone's doing their hair right now. Practicing their smile.
Morgan number 2, her name on Instagram is WebGirlMorgan, right?
Yeah, that's me.
There you go. Hit those DMs up, fellas.
Oh, boy.
All right, thank you, Morgan, number 2.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Sometimes I feel the need to update everyone on their slang.
Yeah.
So one, either you can be cool or you'll know what your kids are talking about. Got me?
Gotcha.
Definition number 1 is something called pink clouding. Do you know what pink clouding is?
No.
It's pretending everything is okay to everyone when really it isn't.
Okay.
That's pink clouding. If there was a professional pink clouding league, I think I'd probably be the starting quarterback of the Super Bowl champs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So pink clouding's like, hey, everything's good.
Everything's fine. It's all
That's
good.
Really not. That's called pink clouding. Number 2, mind sweeping.
Ever
heard of that?
No.
Mind sweeping is the act of stealing or simply picking up an unattended drink and drinking it yourself. Like, oh, there's a drink over there. And someone may have walked away from it for a second.
Okay.
And
that's,
you go,
ew, you go, why would you ever want to drink somebody else's random drink? You don't know what's in there.
Save a few save a few dollars, right, guys?
Yeah,
yeah, it's why not? Cheap, free
and you were
alcohol.
Saying mind, M-I-N-D?
No, mind sweeping, like the game Minesweeper.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
It's called mind sweeping. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox, would you ever do that?
Yeah, I've done it before, like at a wedding or something. You know, they're walking by with a tray or in college, like at a formal event. They walk by with a tray, just grab someone's drink. And it's sometimes the drinks they're picking up off the table.
Yeah. Oh,
not proud of that.
Haven't you eaten someone's leftover food at a restaurant?
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people leave half-eaten burgers. Give me the other half. No problem.
The grossest thing is if you're eating at a Chinese restaurant or like a sushi place and there's edamame and you're all putting it into the bowl and then you grab the wrong bowl and eat one of those. You're like, oh, I've done that before. That's the worst. Okay, here's another one. The slang quiz. Tartle. T-A-R-T-L-E. The act of not really introducing someone to somebody because you can't remember who they are.
Oh, yeah. I tartle.
Oh, me too. I tartled so hard the other night when Morgan number two was with me because I couldn't remember who this girl was. And I was like, did I go on a date with her? How do I know her? And it turns out she used to work here.
Cool. Oh.
Like 6 years ago, and she was an intern, like 7 years ago.
Tartling's the worst.
Yeah, and Morgan number two knew I didn't know who it was, so she went up to her and was like, hi, I'm Morgan number two. Who are you? And then she told her, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
And then I was like, thanks, Morgan number two, save me on that tartle.
Yes.
Here's an easy one, Amy. Promposal.
Oh, when you ask someone out to prom now.
Yeah. It's just a large prom ask, much like a proposal. All right, a buffet squirrel.
Oh, someone that nibbles at the buffet and they haven't paid?
No, but close. Someone who secretly packs away items from a buffet into a bag or purse for later consumption. Like you're eating, but you're also saving a little bit for later. You're a squirrel, like okay. Putting in your jaws.
Got it.
And then finally, a trendetarian.
Trendetarian. You're a vegetarian because it's trendy?
Close, yes. A person that cuts a certain food or gets on a diet because it's trendy.
Okay.
I think all trendetarian a mm-hmm. bit in certain things.
Yeah.
But that's your slang update for today.
All up in that celery juice lately.
Is that trendy, celery juice?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's caught on yet.
I don't think it's caught on.
What? Are y'all even on Instagram? Like, it hasn't got to us yet. Yeah.
What world are you living in?
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so Bobby, you're in New York. I need you to do me a favor and go by the meatball shop and check out this 7-pound meatball that just debuted there. Mm. It's called Spaghetti in Meatball. And it's just that. It's this big old ball of like spaghetti and meat. And it's 7 pounds. It's got sauce on top. Doesn't it look so good?
I'm looking at it right now. It does look like a lot. My question is, and this is a very logical question. I'm sure people are going to roll their eyes at me. If you ate a 7-pound meatball,
yeah.
Would you exactly be 7 pounds heavier?
Yes.
How couldn't
or,
you be?
Well, or does like the meat and some hormones work in your body and there's some, I don't know.
You think it brings it down that fast? No, I mean, I think it's probably be pretty close. Put that bad boy in, 7 pounds up. And, oh, it looks so... I don't even eat meat. I don't even like meat that much. And this just looks so good to me. The
that
meatball
does?
Shot. Yes!
I'm looking at it right now. It looks like a... Listen, it looks like a lot of meat.
Listen, each one is 60 times the size of a normal meatball. It feeds up to 12. So we could actually... You could go get it, bring it back here, and we could all eat off of it.
Yeah, I don't want to be known as the 7-pound meatball again. That was my nickname in college, and I'm not trying to go back to that. You know what I mean?
It's $150.
Oh, now I'm also not doing that.
Wow.
All right, what else?
Okay, have you heard of Peep on a Perch?
Is that 7 pounds?
Was that also your nickname?
Peep on a Perch. What's a peep on a... Is that a candy peep?
Yes. Peeps is really trying to create an Easter version of Elf on a Shelf, and they're calling it Peep on a Perch, and it comes with an oversized peep stuffed animal and a book explaining how it assists the Easter Bunny and spies on kids to make sure that they behave in the lead up to Easter. Peep on a Perch is about $25, and you can get them on Amazon right now. Oh, on Amazon, you can get them for $19, and they're intended for kids between 3 and 7, so if you think your kids would be into that, check it out.
If you bundle the Peep on the Perch and the 7-pound meatball, can you get a deal?
Yeah.
But you can't eat that peep, huh?
No, it's an animal.
Like, I'm looking at it. And then why would you get anything, a Pete, that you can't eat?
Because it's like the elf on the shelf. It's like to keep in your house to oversee the children.
No, I get it. Okay, what else, Amy?
So if you made a New Year's resolution, just heads up, at this point in the year, it has now become a habit. So you're good. If you've kept your resolution, you're all locked in, you've trained your brain that this is your new way of life, and you're good to go. It takes 66 days to turn a resolution into a habit, and we hit that mark. So you're good.
I am there. I've been responding on Instagram. I've been writing in the comments, and I've been liking them a lot more. So it's now a habit. I'm perfect at Instagram.
Yeah. Shouldn't be much of a daily struggle. So pat yourself on the back.
Okay. Here we go. Pat myself on the back. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile. Hey, if you bring me that meatball, I'll be so happy.
How far are we away from the meatball store? Look it up.
Like,
my flight is in, like, right when the show's over.
I'm going to have to take some food enzymes if I eat that meat, but I'll eat it.
I'll tell you what, can I order 7 pounds of meatball? Or what time does the store open? Can I send someone to get it? Also, it's expensive.
You can write it off.
But our write-off isn't full. That's what people think, go, we can write it off, like it all equals it.
I was just saying something Lunchbox would say.
Oh, my D's looking it up right now.
Oh, no, it's eight. Remember, it feeds 12, so if you bring it back...
We can have a meeting or something.
Anybody
and just
that wants to
as...
take a bite, just charge them.
Do you have anything, my D, yet?
We're going to all bite the one ball.
No.
That's far away. It's like Lady and the Tramp. We all eat the ball at the same time.
We're going boxing. We can
end
do
up
that.
In a group meatball kiss. Okay. It's too far, Amy.
Okay. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This woman named Simone was at home alone in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and she started to go into labor, which itself is a crazy thing, but her due date is not until April 27th. And she was home all alone, so she calls 911. Minutes later, the sheriff's deputy shows up, Brittany Manning. She gets there. She's like, you're going into labor right now. So she helps deliver the baby. And she noticed that the umbilical cord was wrapped around the baby's neck. So the sheriff's deputy undid the umbilical cord from around the baby's neck. The baby started to cry, so it started to get air. So not only did she deliver the baby, she also saved the baby. And then paramedics arrived, took her to the NICU, healthy otherwise, all good.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You get someone that... I'm just telling you, if it were me, I don't know if I could deliver a baby. And I know you're trained. I know she was trained. But still, I don't know if I can deliver. It just looks too, like, messy.
No, there's a lot happening.
That's probably one of the reasons I couldn't be a police officer. Just one of the many. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
Yeah, Pillsbury flour has been recalled. It can make you sick. If you bought it at Publix or Winn-Dixie, take it back for a full refund. In other news, to help out those affected by the Alabama tornadoes, just go to BobbyBones.com. All Pimp and Joy proceeds still going to help relief efforts. And finally, UFC star Conor McGregor arrested in South Florida. He smashed a cell phone of someone trying to take his photo.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I need to give me one of these secret getaway shoots like Mark Zuckerberg has.
Oh, what? I don't know
about
this.
Oh, you didn't see this?
No. Tell me more.
Mark Zuckerberg apparently has a secret security getaway chute. He believes in an emergency in the conference room. He just, boop, hits a button, choom, goes down the chute. It's hidden in the conference room floor leading directly to the parking garage below, which leads directly to somewhere else.
Like a
That's
slide?
Funny.
I don't know if it's like a slide exactly
a slide.
Or like a fire department, like a pole.
Yeah.
But I need like a trap door in this studio. Like somebody comes in, bye guys, choom. Or I just don't like how his segment's going. All right, see you tomorrow.
And there he went.
Well, there goes Bobby.
That's funny.
He has spent more than $10 million. Facebook has, apparently, like, protecting Mark Zuckerberg.
Ooh, or it could be, if somebody comes in looking for Mark.
A panic shoot. Well, that's amazing.
And they're mad.
I saw him jogging and the amount of security detail that runs around him. Bigger than the president. He's also worth billions of dollars. So it's nothing for him. And also, you have to protect the person that runs that. Because if he goes down, you would see something like what happened with Apple. Apple's not as cool anymore. Like, Apple still is awesome because it's built on its foundation. But Steve Jobs comes, really makes it a thing, like has a vision, doesn't code, doesn't program, but makes Apple super cool. And Steve Jobs dies, and all of a sudden it starts to pee. I mean, I think, as President Trump would call him, Tim Apple's doing a great job. But still, it's not the same. So you got to protect Zuckerberg. He goes down, Facebook is just...
Yeah.
So anyway, they spent $10 million protecting him alone. Today, 1991, 28 years ago, as we do it today in country music, because I am
country music's youngest historian.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
How old were you in 1991?
10.
10 years old. Well, Alan Jackson had his first number one ever with I'd Love You All Over Again. First one for Alan Jackson.
And if I had it to do all over, I'd do all over again.
Singing along over there?
Oh, sure.
Hey,
I am.
Feel free.
If tomorrow
Alan Jackson scored his first number one with I'd Love You All Over Again, which he wrote by himself. According to Alan, the song was written by him for his wife, Denise, in a hotel room in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on a rainy evening. Denise Jackson was his high school sweetheart. They got married on December 15th, 1979, so they will have their 40th anniversary this year. And it was released as the last single on his debut album, which none of those were number ones. That was his first number one. There you go. Wow. A little piece of history for you.
If I had it,
Alan Jackson,
to do all over.
Ah, romance. There's another story, speaking of romance, about a woman shooting her boyfriend for snoring too loud.
What?
We're in the romantic mood, right? A woman who shot a man because he was snoring too loudly is facing attempted murder charges. Lori Morin, 47, shot her boyfriend during domestic violence. Authorities arrived at the home. She and her boyfriend inferred the shooting was an accident. The man was taken to the hospital where he's still recovering. Through an ongoing investigation, authorities discovered the pair who had been drinking before the incident had an argument over the victim snoring too loud. She grabbed a shotgun and fired at him, hitting him.
Ooh.
She's now charged with attempted murder. That doesn't sound like an accident.
No, it doesn't.
I've heard of accidents.
That didn't sound like one.
That did not sound like an accident.
No.
You know what they need? They need some Alan, some good time AJ.
And if I had it to do all over.
Sometimes you just need a good love song. Sometimes I'll tell Alexa to play love songs, country music love songs. Sometimes I tell Alexa to play country music sad songs. Does Alexa play anything?
If tomorrow
she'll give you whatever.
I'll be like, hey, play sad country songs on iHeartRadio. Then she does. I do that one a lot.
I'd love you all over again.
All right, that's today in country music, 1991.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
So I've had this shoulder injury on my right shoulder since Dancing with the Stars. And I fell and I hurt it. And then because it was hurt, I just compensated around it the whole time. Well, that's now what's injured. And so because it's on the Dancing with the Stars insurance or whoever insures them, they're always like, I get it fixed. So I've been doing everything. I've tried. So now I'm doing something called dry needling.
Oh my gosh, I've heard it's so painful.
You got to be. And I have no pain tolerance. I think it's working a little bit, though, is the weird thing. I've done it twice now. I just did it again recently. But here's the weird thing, like, into my shoulder, like, you know, like, the back part of your shoulder, like, the scapula part back here? Mm-hmm. So that's where it really is hurting, and then up in the front. But there's one part where it's really bad, and she had to go and do the dry needle. I can tell you what that is in a bit. But I had two huge pimples right there, and she never wanted to, and I felt bad for her. And I was embarrassed, too, that I had to.
And you're probably getting those because you're taking steroids.
I haven't in a while, no.
Oh, you
I get no, I did my back just breaks out like a gross person.
Oh, yeah, because you were injecting yourself, but I guess you're not anymore.
No, this happened for 10 years or so.
Oh.
I get pimples on my back. It's gross. I have moles, I have pimples. I got most of the hair done off.
Yeah.
Blech. But I'm like, if you look at me from the back, I'm pretty gross. I'll be honest with you. And so I get these random pimples that pop up sometimes. And so she's like wanting to go around it, but she needs to go into that spot. And she's like,
so she said something?
She had to. She was like, I need, she's like, it's really sensitive right here. She goes, I need to go in right here. But you have the, she's like these growths or these cysts. And I'm like, they're pimples.
Growths.
I know. I was so embarrassed. I was like, they're pimples. I was
so...
like, just if you have to go through them, go through them. But she was like, she felt bad because she had to call me out for being a disgusting human.
Okay, you're not a disgusting human.
I felt like it,
but
though.
I feel like I missed out on witnessing the needle going in and the pimple popping.
She was able to move the pimple a little bit, but they take this it's a like a pin, like a needle, and they go into the muscle, and as soon as they hit it starts jumping. The muscle starts jumping.
Whoa.
So it feels like your muscles are having like little seizures, and she'd had to do it like six times to me the last time. I have to do it again tonight, but it's crazy because the needle part isn't that bad. Until the needle gets to that muscle. And then when it pops that muscle, it's like, and you're like, oh my goodness.
Shakes.
Like crazy.
Like a little spasm.
And it spasms out and then it kind of releases.
Wow. That's so crazy you got it done. I was just curious about that. I've been hearing about it.
I've tried everything and I think it's working. I've been doing exercises too. Like she's a physical therapist and this is the one part. And I do that physical therapy.
Okay.
And I do my little exercises. I mean,
what's the dry part? Like, why is it a dry
needle?
Well,
listen, I used to try wet needles. I don't know. I don't think there's anything in it. There's
like
nothing in it.
Like an acupuncture needle, not like an
injectable.
There's no injection. Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Like they just dry it off.
That'd be wet.
There you go. You get it hot. So it's like a boom into your muscle, and then it frees. But I have no pain tolerance, and I don't scream. I laugh so hard and loud. Like one goes into me, and I'm like, oh! And so she starts laughing. You know when someone laughs, makes you laugh?
Yeah.
That's what's happening the whole time. I laugh so hard and so intensely. And she's like, you have to stop laughing so hard because you're going to like make it go into like a lung or something.
Oof.
But anyway, that's what I did.
It looks painful. I'm watching videos online and you can see the people's muscle just twitch.
Do you see it twitching?
Oh, yeah. They push it in and out.
Okay.
That's what I've been doing.
You have to keep us posted on this.
We'll have another session tonight.
Okay. Bobby Bone
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Miranda Lambert's charity, Mutt Nation Foundation, is celebrating their 10-year anniversary by donating $150,000 in grants to animal shelters across the country.
She loves those dogs, man. Always, always with the animals. I love that, too. All right, what else?
Congratulations to Devin Dawson. He asked his girlfriend Leah Sykes to marry him, and she said yes. Devin Dawson wrote on Instagram that they were celebrating 2 years together, and he said he needed her forever.
Devin Dawson's the guy that has the song, Put It All On Me. You know that song?
Yes.
How do you sing it, Amy?
I put it all on me. And then I say, I put it all on you. I put it on you.
Well, we are not good at recreating songs.
You want me to help you?
Devin is way better.
Go ahead, Eddie.
You got your number. You can call on me.
There you go.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
Put it all on me. There you go. All right. What else, Morgan, number 2?
Kelsea Ballerini is back in the studio working on new music. She shared a little clip on her Instagram with the caption, Even when I'm in pieces, you don't get to rearrange me. Here's a clip.
You ain't gonna change me. Even when I'm in pieces, yeah, you don't get to rearrange me.
I wonder what's up with Kelsea. Like, that song sounds like she's in a bad mood. Who's she talking to? Like hits are working, and like she got a good husband. What's up, Kels?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's to like haters on Facebook.
Who's looking at Facebook haters anymore? I'm not.
Or Instagram.
No, those I see sometimes.
Twitter. I saw her like going back with a person back and forth on Twitter the other day. So maybe that.
I just try to avoid that so much. I haven't done that in a long time. Either I'm due or I've grown beyond that. One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably just due for a good one.
Yeah,
but okay.
That could happen like any day now.
Oh, I could just blow up. I used to blow up all the time. But
off. And then we start getting like emails
from bosses.
Calls. Can Amy check on Bobby? Is everything okay?
Can they do a welfare check on Bobby's house?
Can somebody Bobby swing by there and take his computer and phone away from him?
Boy, that was a thing for a while. Man. All right. Morgan number 2, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Cookie the dog has been missing for 43 days. Lives up in the state of Washington, ran away from home. The lady's been devastated. Hired a dog catcher, went out into the wilderness, searched for the dog, found the dog. 60-hour stakeout trying to trap the dog. Caught the dog, brought it home after 43 days in the wild. Wow. Roof, roof, Cookie's back home.
Look at that.
Yeah. What do you say, Cookie?
There you go. I have some other good news for you.
Oh,
a little. I feel like I'm right about something, if you don't mind me sharing.
Oh, sure. I love that.
Yeah, I told you that yesterday. I was telling you I went back to the club with Morgan number 2.
Yeah.
And they play all this music, and they played Over the Top, this song.
Cause we are just a
at the club, Nickelback, and every single person was singing this song.
Here we go.
And I was like, see, people don't want to admit it, but they still think Nickelback's cool. they were Eddie. I'm telling you.
I don't buy it.
Morgan number 2, did they not play the song?
Yeah, and people couldn't stop singing.
The whole crowd was singing it, from 22-year-olds to me.
When did this song come out?
Who cares?
Playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. Hey, hey,
I wanna be a rock star.
That's terrible.
That's my Tell Me Something Good right now.
Okay, I won't hate on it.
Again, I'm not the biggest Nickelback fan, but I think people who hate on Nickelback just do it because it's cool to do it. No one actually hears that song and goes and vomits. You know?
Literally, no,
yeah,
no
one. Right. So that's all. I just remember I was gonna tell Eddie this because he was hating on
it. Just wanna be big.
The whole crowd sings it, and then it was like, fricka.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
And then fricka.
Cause we all just wanna be big.
All right, Lunchbox, that's Tell Me Something Good. Thank you.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Cleveland, Ohio. 46 ice fishermen had to be rescued by the Coast Guard when they were out there fishing, and the ice broke off.
How many people were out there?
46 of them.
Wow.
And some of them floated up to 2 miles out there, and the Coast Guard had to come in with their helicopter, drop the rope, and one by one pull them up.
Where's the boneheadedness in this?
They said, listen, guys, we've been having unusually warm temperatures. Don't go out on the ice. But there was 46 of them out on the ice.
Oh, so 46 boneheads.
Wow.
This might be a record.
It might be the biggest one ever. Some of them floated away for a couple hours because they couldn't get to them.
Oh, that's scary.
Do you ever see that episode of The Office, Amy? Have you seen it? Yeah, where Andy puts on the sumo suit and then falls in the water.
No.
That's where Michael Scott's trying to find his replacement. You know those sumo suits that you wrestle in?
Yeah.
He falls in the water, no one sees him, and he just floats away. And he's like, hello? Hello, help!
No, not there yet. But that guy, what's his name? The same guy in the sumo suit?
Yeah.
Tell me his name again.
Uh-huh. Andy Bernard.
Nard Dog. He just ate a bunch of seahorses at the Glee watching party.
Yeah. When they all go to watch Glee and it cuts the power.
Yeah.
Amy's just now watching The Office for the first time.
Yeah, and it's just funny to me now. It's so much more funny now.
Do you like that show?
You're in on it. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Oh, yes. The end of another sweet show. Give me that Mr. Rogers music, please, on guitar. Let's talk about today. By the way, who wants to go box today at the gym? My gym.
Me.
3:30 p.m. is what I have set aside for us to do a little class.
Yep.
Amy's in.
Yeah.
Eddie's in.
I think I'm in, yeah, for three, yeah.
3:30?
Oh, hold on. Check. Stand by. I think I have a dentist appointment at 4.
Are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious.
But how would you do 3 then?
I know. That's why I say. No, I'm out. Dentist at 4.
Move your dentist appointment.
Okay, can I? It's do they charge if it's less than 24 hours?
They do?
Yes.
What kind of dentist does that?
I've never heard of a dentist.
Dentist
doing
on my
that.
Side of town.
Lunchbox, 3:30?
I can't do it. Got the baby box has a doctor's appointment at 3:30. Got to get shots today.
Morgan number 2?
Yeah, I can do it.
All right. Hillary? Utility Hillary? 3:30?
Oh, yes, I can be there.
Okay, look. Anyone that wants... No, not anyone, but our group. It's not a full class. It's not like a class. Raymundo, 3:30 p.m.?
Listen, that is rush hour traffic, probably both directions. Me living on the west side of town now, I do not know 100%.
I live on the west side of town, you goober.
You live closer than me. I'm double the time you are.
Okay, well, anyway, we're going to do a show, little class.
Well, like a half show.
Whatever. Anybody can... The show's invited.
It's Bobby and the Girls.
Bobby
that's
and the Girls.
That's what it is.
That's what the show is anyway, basically. Me and the Girls. All right, so we're going to do that today. Everybody good on that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to do that. I'm back in town. I land at like 1. I'm from New York. We did the Maren Morris thing last night, so I'll be fresh. I have jet lag, so take it easy on me, okay, Amy?
Okay.
I'm not going to have jet lag. I'll just be jet tired. That's what's up with me. What's up with you?
Well, that's it, really. That's my workout for today. And then just kids stuff in between. They'll get home from school. I'll try to hang out with them for a little bit, and then I'll come meet you.
All right.
Hopefully.
Love it. See you later on today then.
I know. Should I stretch? Like start stretching now?
Right now.
I haven't boxed in a while.
Yeah, probably should start right now. Probably get a workout in before.
Okay.
So you'll be good and loose.
All right.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. We have a special Friday morning conversation on Friday. It looks like we're lining one up. One of the never before had Friday morning conversation, but we'll give you more details about that later on. Maybe tomorrow we'll share that. Thanks. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bone.